Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Alicia Hazeltine, our local physical therapist, here to talk about some osteoarthritis workshops and classes she's doing to help us in the community treat our bodies a little bit better. Alicia, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Erin. Thanks for having me.
So you've been doing a number of monthly workshops to help those in the community treat their bodies a bit better and ideally help prevent some of the aches and pains that seem to be popping up left, yeah, right, and sideways on our body. And this month is for knee and hip osteoarthritis. In a nutshell, osteoarthritis, that's a lot of syllables. What are we talking about here?
Yeah. So basically, if you've been somewhat active in your life and you have knee or hip pain, this could be worth coming to. But osteoarthritis in general it's an inflammatory disease, and it's a deterioration of our cartilage within a joint space. And so our cartilage is kind of like the shock absorber for our body. It provides us the cushion with weight bearing and impact activities. And so as that starts to deteriorate, we develop more inflammation, pain, we start to lose our function. And the best shock absorber in your body is muscle. And so the more that we can build up muscle around our joints, the better. The tricky thing with this is most people that have osteoarthritis have a hard time strengthening because it hurts. And so,
right.
Yeah, the idea behind the workshop and some of the other stuff I'm doing is to educate people on how to do this without it hurting, to give them modifications. The workshop itself will have some information, just a little more detail about what this is. Mm-hmm. But a big part of it is actually getting people up moving and teaching them some things that they can take away and do for themselves that doesn't hurt and doesn't make this worse.
Yeah, that's a really good point you make of it's, you want to move and build strength so it doesn't, to help it make less pain for you in the future. But in order to do so, it might hurt.
Yeah.
It's
this tricky dance. Yeah. You go back and forth.
But so, yeah. Thus the importance of going to these workshops with someone who is trained like yourself to make sure you can do these things safely and in a way that is going to help you in the long run. So for this workshop, is this mainly for folks who are already feeling like, ooh, this is something I know I'm suffering from? The knees and hips, oh boy, they're barking at me every time I'm standing up and down or moving things.
Yeah, I would say certainly for those folks, we will spend quite a bit of time, like I said, figuring out a way, like for a squat in particular. Mm-hmm. That's a great way to strengthen your legs. I would say 90% of people that have knee osteoarthritis have a really hard time squatting. And so we're going to work on different ways that you can figure out how to do that without it hurting. But we're also going to talk about prevention. We're going to talk about things that you can do to not make this worse and to help prevent it in the future. So I would say anyone that has a family member that has had it, osteoarthritis used to be thought as like this wear and tear. So if you've been super active, it kind of breaks down the tissue. Mm-hmm. But we now know there's a huge genetic component.
Okay.
There's an inflammatory component with a lot of different factors. So even just coming to hear some education on that and some tips would be great for people.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not necessarily you didn't do anything wrong if you're running too hard in your youth. There's
exactly
other factors involved. Whether you're currently hurting in your knees and hips or you're starting to feel things are feeling a little creaky, there's things to learn and things to benefit from no matter where you are in this scale. So this workshop is coming up this Friday from noon until 1 p.m. How can people participate?
Yeah, so it is a free event. But because space is limited, I do ask that people sign up, and they could do so on my website or give me a call or text. And I assume you'll have my number, but 907-623-8708. And Basically, we start usually about 5 after 12, try and wrap up about 5 till for folks that are coming on lunch break. Mm-hmm. But I do offer this on Zoom as well, and I record it. So if you can't make that time and you're interested in it, you can still sign up and I will send the recording after the class.
And in addition to this free workshop, for folks who this is something that they are constantly struggling with, who want to have a little more intensive of a learning experience, something to really build on, you also have a 6-week workshop for this specifically, for knee and hip osteoarthritis. So what is that going to be building on? Obviously, with 6 weeks, you're looking into a lot more than just some of these safe building blocks for how to start moving and building muscle.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I will say nothing takes the place of a skilled one-on-one physical therapy evaluation. And some folks certainly need that. Mm-hmm. But there's a large group of people that don't necessarily need that skilled treatment anymore, but they still need more modifications. They need some eyes on them and maybe just some accountability. And so I've started to develop these 6-week classes. I am just wrapping up a low back pain class now, but this OA class starts on May 6th. And I've been practicing PT for about 20 years now. And so I've worked with thousands of folks with knee and hip osteoarthritis, and every single one of them is very unique. They have different things that lend to that, but there are also a lot of commonalities. Mm. And so the idea is we are doing a group exercise class based off common things that I see in folks that have this. And then each of them gets homework in between each class. And this is a little bit more directed specifically to them,
okay,
along with, you know, things like ergonomics and maybe some nutritional tips. But the idea is you're coming for an hour-long group exercise class to treat your hip and knee osteoarthritis. So a little bit more in depth than just the workshop.
Got it. And these are like once a week sessions for 6 weeks?
Yeah. So the class starts on May 6th, which is a Tuesday, and it's on lunch again, so 12 to 1, also on Zoom and a recording. And then we'll meet every Tuesday for 6 weeks.
Awesome. And so this is also obviously a space limited class. So if you're interested, sign up sooner rather than later.
Yes.
And I like it that you said earlier before we went on air of that you're really interested in getting some of this prevention information out to as many people as possible, because prevention is the best medicine. And the more people who can have access to it, the healthier everyone in our community can be.
Yeah. Yeah. So I started my business just a little over a year ago, and I do traditional physical therapy work, but I am out of network, meaning I don't work directly with insurance, which is a whole nother conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But a big component of that is in the insurance world, in physical therapy, we're not supposed to do preventative care. It needs to be a skilled service specifically for a plan of care that you get to a specific goal. And, you know, we go to the dentist for cleanings. We see our physicians yearly. We do these things to help prevent possible healthcare issues. And for whatever reason, we just don't do that with movement and with orthopedic issues. And so that's kind of a large part of my business and a passion of mine is to get on the preventative side. And I do this one-on-one with people, but I try and offer, you know, different varying degrees of it, because not everybody needs that one-on-one treatment.
Right. And in I'm sure for many folks, they may never have considered, oh, maybe there is a way for me to not hurt as much. Maybe there's things that I can do to help help myself feel better. And it maybe it's the gateway drug into making sure, oh my gosh, I can make my body feel better, and maybe getting more of that specialized treatment that they didn't even realize they needed.
Yeah, yeah. And I will say, like, this isn't for everyone, but being in a group setting can really help kind of give you that extra motivation mm-hmm. that some of us need. And I have a large group that, you know, maybe they went to physical therapy, they get discharged, but then they're not supposed to stop doing their exercises. And some people are great on their own, but others need a little bit more guidance. They need some help and maybe just some encouragement. And these classes are absolutely wonderful for them. They, I think it's great just watching how people start supporting each other. And yeah, it's a nice transition for people.
Yeah, and that camaraderie of people who are in it for the same reasons of they know, yep, the same aches and pains and the same motivation behind it. You have that commonality. So not only can you help cheer each other on, but you have that sympathy of like, no, they know what you're feeling. They know what you're going through as well. So
yeah,
maybe a little more merciful, or be that hard motivation when they know you can handle it.
Exactly. Yes.
Awesome. Well, we're almost out of time this morning, but the first of this whole series for knee and hip osteoarthritis is a free workshop coming up this Friday, April 25th from noon until 1 p.m. either on Zoom or at 311 Price Street. In advance to call and register, it was your number one more time?
907-623-8708.
8708. Excellent. And for those interested in a more in-depth workshop, there's a 6-week group exercise class building on those same skills starting May 6th, and call that same number to get that organized and set up on your calendar.
Yeah. And you can go directly on my website and sign up as well. It's a bit of a mouthful, www.medicinebymovementwellness.com. And you can sign up for both those online or just give me a call.
Excellent. Well, Alicia Hazeltine, physical therapist here in Sitka, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Erin.